Number 17, 40 to 42, Rue Berceau, 1 and 5, Rue Proudhon. If you stand in front of number 5, Rue Proudhon, you will have a good overall view of the three buildings. But before we look at them more closely, let's go over a little of Besançon's watchmaking history. In 1793, the First Republic created a watchmaking factory in Besançon. Laurent Mangevin from Switzerland was at its head. Although it soon closed down, Swiss watchmakers continued to come to Besançon in considerable numbers. In the mid-19th century, Besançon had the quasi-monopoly in the manufacture of watches and clocks, and as a consequence, in 1862, a watchmaking school was founded, followed in 1878 by an astronomical observatory. To build a watch, an immense number of parts are needed, which then must be assembled. So many workshops for watch parts were set up throughout the city that there was no more room in the old buildings. A new section was built in the east of the city around Saint-Amour Square, which included both workshops and housing. At our next stops, you'll see how various types of watchmaking workshops were integrated into different types of buildings. 40 to 42 Rue Berceau. This house was rebuilt in the late 18th century for the printer Claude-Nicolas Champagne. In the 19th century, two floors were added on top of the building on the street side. At the start of Besançon's watchmaking career, this was the main way of increasing space in the old buildings, and when wide casement windows were included, it was sure to become a watchmaking workshop. 1 and 5 Rue Proudhon. This part of Rue Proudhon was extended from Saint-Amour Square to Rue Berceau in 1874, and shortly afterward it was lined with buildings. For number 1, unlike 40 to 42 Rue Berceau, watchmaking activities were included in the architectural planning of the building at the outset. Workshop spaces were built on the second and third floors, and they were each provided with a series of three large casement windows. The cast iron columns you see separated one from the other. At number 5, the watchmaker's wide casement windows are on the left of the facade, and on the right, you can see the narrower windows indicating apartments. At the corner of Rue Proudhon and Rue de Lorraine on the ground floor, you can see the wide windows that tell you that here there were the old watchmaking workshops.